Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Always my favorite show of the week. We give out nothing but picks. My five favorite college bets coming up in week six. Five favorite NFL bets coming up as well. We'll dive into my favorite player props in week five of the NFL. We got Cole Thompson standing by. We'll get his thoughts on week six in college football here in moments. We also got Matt Horner joining us later on in the show as well. Then we'll give out plenty of picks throughout the day. We obviously got the Mets and the Brewers, game three of their wild card series. We'll give out some picks there. We got Falcons and Bucks tonight on Thursday Night Football. We'll give out some picks also in that game. Anything that you guys have, whether it be in the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, anything that's on your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. We check in with Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for Texans Wire and also host of SEC Unfiltered. And Cole, what a game it was last week. It's always great when you have a game with that much hype with Bama and Georgia, and it lives up to it with the awesome back and forth that we got in that second half and in that fourth quarter. But Cole, now I always find it interesting when both teams come off of a game like that. Is there an emotional letdown from either side? Both teams are massive favorites this week. You got Bama on the road as three touchdown favorites at Vanderbilt, Georgia at home against Auburn. Which team would you be more concerned about a letdown this week, the Tide or the Dogs?
If I had to be completely honest, it's going to be Georgia, only because of Auburn, as bad as they've looked, they're 11 turnovers away from being a 5-0 team. I mean, you could say that right now they're 9 turnovers away from being a 5-0 team. You don't throw the pick six to Kip Lewis against Oklahoma, and you don't throw two interceptions against Cal and also Arkansas. You're probably sitting undefeated going into this matchup, and this is not a get-right week for Georgia. Rivalry weeks never allow you to get right. It just allows you to either show your true dominance or your true own overall colors. The Bulldogs also are far and away still in the heat of their conversation about making the college football playoff. They got to travel down to Austin to take on Texas. They still have to take on an Ole Miss team that, whether you like it or not, may eventually wake up and go back to choosing violence. And they have to face off against Tennessee, where the defense and the offense are basically coexisting together in a good fashion underneath Josh Heupel. So for you, you need to afford yourself the ability to start fast, develop what you saw in the second half against Alabama, have a consistent identity on offense, not lead to careless penalties and turnovers the way that you did in Bryant-Denny Stadium. I think if they're going to win, I think if they're going to cover with the three-touchdown lead. But still, there's reasons to believe that a game like this maybe opens up a few wounds, shows a few chinks in the armor that can allow a program like Auburn to capitalize. For Alabama, week one came around. I mean, week six came around on a Monday morning, and the Malmore Athletic Complex was seen filled with rat traps everywhere. They understand that the rat poison is alive and well after a game such as what we saw on Saturday. And by the way, did you know that Ryan Williams is 17 years old? It's basically the new, hey, did you know that Clayton Kershaw is just a teammate of Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, exactly. That's all you hear on every broadcast. Ryan Williams is 17 years old, if you didn't know. Also, if you didn't know, Ole Miss lost last week to Kentucky as 16-point favorites. And now they travel to Columbia this week. And South Carolina's been a funny team, Cole, right? Like, they blow out Kentucky, and then they lose a heartbreaker to LSU. And now starts their big stretch. They get Ole Miss this week. Then they go on the road to Tuscaloosa next week. Ole Miss laying 9.5 on the road. Do you expect the Rebels bounce back this week?
Do I expect a Rebels bounce back? I kind of have to, because of, I don't think that that was the version we are going to see for the rest of the year of Ole Miss. The problem when you play such a lackadaisical non-conference schedule is sometimes you get caught in the motion of, well, every team is not going to be a challenge. Every team is just going to play up to our level. And when you're able to watch programs like Kentucky control the time of possession and force you to have a lot of three and outs and no real offensive identity, at that point, it's the wake-up call that you truly need. And I think that Lane Kiffin said everything possible that you want to hear from a coach that's going to lead his team to a potential college football playoff. I'm not going to treat this loss like I treat any other marquee win. They equal the same in my eyes. That's a good way to keep pace. That's a good way to stay on the right track. They have an offensive firepower that ranked number one in almost every category. The difference is that South Carolina, who for my money is the biggest wild card in college football of 2024, has a defense that can corral and force Jackson Dart to make mistakes. I think the Rebels are going to bounce back. I think that they're going to win this game. I think that you're going to see more of a position of offensive consistency through the air. But I am not sleeping on South Carolina to go ahead and make this close going into the fourth quarter. Williams-Brice Stadium is a bucket list item for any college football sicko. It is the most underrated atmosphere in the entire sport. Give me the Rebels to win, but give me South Carolina to cover the 9.5.
Very good. Cole, maybe the next great coach we have in the sport right now is in Bloomington at the University of Indiana with Kirk Cignetti. All the guy does is win. If you don't know, just ask him. He'll tell you to Google him. He talked about that at his press conference this week. But I always find these spots interesting. When you have a team that's exceeding expectations, they're undefeated, and then they finally get that rank number next to their name, and they got a tricky game this week, having to go on the road, play Northwestern as two touchdown road favorites. Give me your thoughts on the game against Northwestern, and if you think that this Indiana team is for real in the Big Ten.
Well, how about that now these days we're watching as college students are dressing up as cigarettes and we're seeing a spike in Bloomington for Marlboro Reds, because Kirk Sig is certainly lighting up Bloomington and making it a good time. They're a really interesting team. The offense has come into its own fruition. The defense is playing sound. I know that this is going to be a trap game, what you saw last year from David Braun's Wildcats, but they've allowed far too many explosive plays in the second half of matchups. I don't worry about Indiana in this game. Even if it is a two-touchdown lead, Curtis Rourke has been playing out of his mind. He's a very dark sleeper to win Offensive Player of the Year in the Big Ten. Here's what I love about this Indiana schedule, PJ. They avoid playing Penn State. They avoid playing USC. Their next matchups are against Northwestern, Nebraska, a sluggish Washington team. No idea what you're going to get in Michigan State. Then you travel to play Michigan, and then you get to play Michigan at home, the Oaken Bucket, and Ohio State. There is a legit shot where they can be 10-2. And 10-2 for a Big Ten program, if they have the resume with at least the point spread, the differential, how they look on paper, it's good enough to get you into the college football playoff. I'm not selling my stock on the Hoosiers just yet. I'm actually investing more. Give me the Hoosiers to keep things interesting going into the month of November.
I like it. All right, another Big Ten matchup that I think is really interesting is Rutgers and Nebraska this week. Another Rutgers team that's really impressing in the Big Ten. They're 7-point underdogs against Nebraska, who in these kind of games, Cole, when they don't have to go up against ranked teams and they're at home, they take care of business. Do you think Rutgers is a live dog in this game?
See, PJ, here's the problem. Rutgers is a ranked team. They're not ranked by the AP poll, which is why the AP poll is completely wrong, but they belong in that ranked category because they've looked the part. They've played physical defense. They've had a good offensive identity. Kyle Bonanga is one of the best running backs in college football, not one of the best running backs in the Big Ten. And while I do think that this is going to be a very, very, very close matchup going into the fourth quarter, the mental mistakes made by a young quarterback like Dylan Raiola, I think, are going to come back to bite the Cornhuskers in the keister. I got the Scarlet Knights winning this game. And much like Indiana, PJ, the Scarlet Knights avoid playing not just Ohio State, not just Penn State, but also Michigan. Their toughest test is on the road against USC. They can win against Wisconsin, UCLA, Maryland, Illinois, and Michigan State. I'm not saying undefeated is on the table. I definitely will not say the Scarlet Knights are going undefeated. But 9-3, 10-2, you might be looking at Greg Schiano's team. The Piscataway Pioneers are making their mark as one of the actual dark horses in the Big Ten.
I love it. All right, Cole, before I let you go, got about a minute left. Two interesting games this week that feature top 10 teams that are on the road against unranked teams, and they're underdogs in both of those games. So which unranked team do you like better this week? Washington at home in Seattle against Michigan, or A&M at home in College Station against Mizzou? Which unranked team would you like better?
I don't like either, but if I had to pick one, I'd go with A&M. Their defense is finally coming on strong. You look at the way they played against Arkansas in the Southwest Classic, the version of Nick Sorton that terrorized Kalen Green into getting that strip sack fumble. That is the version that terrorized quarterbacks in the Big Ten last year and was a big reason why he came into College Station to be that difference maker, why he could be an SEC Defensive Player of the Year. They also seem to have a good identity now underneath Mike Elko, and the offense as a whole still has a lot of question marks going into week six, but Mizzou has struggled going up against mobile quarterbacks. Thomas Castellanos had a field day in Boston College. Diego Pavia 2 weeks ago took the game to double overtime with Vanderbilt. Marcel Reed can boot scoot and boogie like Brixton Dunn into the end zone. I would not be shocked to see Texas A&M get this win. And if they win, momentum is on their side to fall into line as the 16 or even the 15 as the SEC dark horse to go to the college football playoff. I think Mizzou wins. I think Michigan wins. But if I had to pick one, I'm watching Kyle Field for the upset.
All right, I like it. Cole Thompson joins us every other week here on Send It In on Thursdays. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for Texans Wire and host of SEC Unfiltered. Cole, great seeing you as always, pal. Enjoy the slate this weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
There's no such thing as a bad Saturday. Scary Saturday is upon us. Be ready for upsets. Bye, PJ.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Cole Thompson, great stuff as always. All right, we keep it rolling here on Send It In. It is time for the PJ Pick 5 as I take a look at this week's college football slate. We will start with that Northwestern and Indiana game that Cole and I were talking about. I like Northwestern plus the points, guys, plus 13.5 against Indiana. I was talking about it when I was framing my question for Cole. I've talked about it throughout the week. These spots in college football, when you get a team that has exceeded expectations, that has surprised people, when they finally become ranked and they get that number next to their name, and then they're big favorites on the road like this against a Northwestern team that they should take care of, can't tell you how many times that team plays down to the level of their competition. Northwestern's off a bye. They're at home. They get an undefeated ranked team in their house. These are just the kind of games that Northwestern seems to always play pretty well. I think they keep it close. I think they're worth a money line bet as well at plus 425. I will take Northwestern, my favorite bet of the week, plus 13.5. I also love Vanderbilt, plus 23.5 against Bama. We talked about this game all the way on Monday. It's starting to drop at some shops at 22.5, which I think is telling you a lot. Bama can put all the mouse traps and talk about rat poison and do all the things that they want throughout the week and say all the right things. But this is the difference when you go from Nick Saban to any other coach, is the greatness of Saban was that he always had his team ready for these kind of games. If Nick Saban was Bama's coach, I wouldn't have Vanderbilt on the card. Even though I think very highly of Kellen DeBoer, I think he's a top three coach in the sport. It's going to be very tough to get his team focused and ready to go on the road to play Vanderbilt as three touchdown favorites after how crazy and emotional and tough that Georgia game was. You've been waiting for that game all year. You had a bye week leading up to it, 2 weeks of prep. Now you got to turn around and play a Vanderbilt team that, keep in mind, upset Virginia Tech at the beginning of the year as two touchdown underdogs, and then a couple weeks ago lost to Missouri by 3 points as three touchdown underdogs. Vandy's been in this role plenty. They know what it's like to be a big underdog in these kind of games. And their quarterback, Diego Pavia, is a tough guy to vend. They keep this game interesting. I'll take Vandy plus the points against Bama. I also like Pitt, minus 2.5 against North Carolina. You look at this game on Saturday, and I just don't know psychologically where UNC is going to be coming into this game, whereas I know what I'm getting out of Pittsburgh. They're undefeated. Their offense has been playing very well. Bama quarterback, transfer quarterback Eli Holstein's been playing great for them. They're coming off a bye week. They're excited about the rest of their season. North Carolina, I mean, this was a team coming into the year, right? You replaced Drake May. Kind of what are they going to look like? Mac Brown's still there. And the last 2 weeks has just been gut punch after gut punch for UNC. 2 weeks ago, you give up 70 points to James Madison at home. You lose outright to a group of five team as 10-point favorites. Flip the page. You go on the road. You play your arch rival Duke in Durham. They're undefeated. They're ranked. UNC's up 20-0 in that game. Duke comes all the way back and beats them 21-20. It's just, it's brutal. The last 2 weeks, we saw what Baylor looked like after that Hail Mary loss to Colorado, what they look like the following week to BYU. I'm worried about UNC, that things are going to spiral on them a little bit. I'll take Pitt, -2.5. Also, give me Stanford, +8.5 against Virginia Tech. Kind of a similar handicap with fading Virginia Tech like we're fading North Carolina. Virginia Tech's had a tough start to the year, right? They lost outright against Rutgers. They lost outright against Vanderbilt. But neither of those losses came in the ACC. So they start ACC play against Miami, who we all perceive, obviously, as the best team in the conference. They go on the road. They're 17.5-point underdogs. And Virginia Tech came as close as you can to snatching away that victory. Obviously, that call, was it a catch? Wasn't a catch? How are they going to respond to that? Now you got to travel across the country and play a Stanford team who in this range, when they're 8.5-point underdogs, has already covered twice this season against TCU and Syracuse, and they won outright against Syracuse as well. Just think it's brutal for Virginia Tech. How are they going to look after an emotional road loss like that against Miami? I'll bet Stanford plus the points. And then finally, give me Coastal Carolina -5.5 against Old Dominion. There are certain spots in college football where teams have three-game road trips back to back to back. Auburn's getting ready to start one right now. They're playing Georgia in their first of three road games. Well, Old Dominion's in their first of three road games right now. Last week, they won their first one against Bowling Green. They got their first win of the season, feeling good about themselves. Now they got to go on the road to play Coastal Carolina. I think this is a good bet on the Chanticleer, so I will take them -5.5 against ODU. Those are my favorite college plays of the week: Northwestern, Vandy, Pitt, Stanford, and Coastal Carolina. All right, let's go to the NFL now. PJ pick five in the National Football League. And folks, if you like favorites, this is not the week for you because I think the dogs are going to be barking in week five in the NFL. We'll start with my favorite bet of the week, the Cincinnati Bengals +2.5 against the Ravens. If you watch this show, you know I'm a Ravens fan and you know that I know my team. I've been on the money with them the last 3 weeks. We had the Raiders in week two. We had the Ravens against Dallas in week three. We had the Ravens in the first half against the Bills last week. All easy winners. And I'm telling you this week to bet Cincinnati against Baltimore. The last 2 weeks, the Ravens have faced must-win situations, right? Can't go 0-3. They beat Dallas. Need a win against Buffalo to get back to 500. They win that game. And what do the Ravens do when they absolutely need to win a game? They go to their bread and butter and running the football. Lamar Jackson in those two games only had 15 and 18 pass attempts. You go back historically and look at when Lamar throws the ball 20 or less times, that's when the Ravens not only beat teams, but they usually blow them out. It's the games where he has to throw the ball a lot, like he did against the Chiefs 41 times and like he did against the Raiders 34 times, where the Ravens tend to struggle. I think this is the game. The Ravens always do this. When they see a team on the opposing side that has a struggling defense, these are the games where they try to develop the passing game, right? Like Zay Flowers has not been really used the last couple weeks. Mark Andrews hasn't been used the whole season. Likely's done essentially nothing since week one. This is the game where I think the Ravens look at the Bengals defense and they try to get the pass attack going. It's fool's gold, and they will lose and not cover the spread because of it. Also, keep in mind, for as bad as Cincinnati's defense has been, this total has dropped from 51.5 to 49.5. I think that tells you something as well. Give me the Bengals +2.5. Also, take the Jets +2.5 against the Vikings in this matchup in London. You guys know I love to buy low and sell high, and this is a perfect kind of game. You're getting the Jets team off of a outright loss as 8-point favorites. Minnesota's stock couldn't be any higher right now. They're 4-0 straight up. They're 4-0 against the spread. They've been playing incredible football, and now they go out to London. And Brian Flores has been awesome for the Vikings this season, but look at the teams and the quarterbacks that he's played against. He's either gone up against QBs that just aren't very good in Daniel Jones, or he's gone up against quarterbacks that are very young in Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, and Brock Purdy. and he's been disguising his defenses very well, making life very difficult. Well, now he's going up against Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers has seen everything in the book. So Flores isn't going to have that advantage over Aaron Rodgers. The Jets' defense has been excellent the last couple weeks. Give me the Jets plus the points. Also, give me Arizona plus 7.5 against the Niners. Arizona's coming off back-to-back home losses against Detroit and against Washington, where they did not look very good. I don't like betting Arizona at home, and I especially don't like betting Arizona as home favorites. I liked them last week because I wanted to fade Washington off that big win against the Bengals. But these are the kind of games where you want to bet Arizona. Kyler Murray in his career, 25-14-1 ATS as a road underdog. We know how great these big dogs have been in the NFL this season. Divisional game. Arizona tends to play San Francisco pretty well also. I'll take the Cardinals plus the points. Give me the Browns plus 3.5 against the Commanders. I think this is finally the game where you fade Washington. I like Washington on the road. I like Washington as underdogs. I don't like Washington as favorites. I don't like them when they're at home and have all these expectations. Keep in mind the look-ahead line for this game was Browns minus 1.5. And now Washington is favored by 3.5. I know Deshaun Watson sucks, but so does the Commanders defense. I think he'll be able to make some plays. I'll take the Browns plus the points. And then finally, give me the Raiders plus 3 against Denver. Easy handicap. Bo Nix as a favorite. Does that interest you at all? Because it doesn't interest me at all. You're also getting Denver off of two back-to-back big upsets as road underdogs. Now they come home as favorites. I'll take Vegas plus the 3 against the Broncos. A lot of dogs this week. I think it'll be a big weekend for the underdogs. Give me Cincy, the Jets, Cardinals, Browns, and the Raiders. All right, let's go to PJ's props now on Send It In. We will start with my favorite prop. My first two props are in that Ravens and Bengals game. I think it's going to be a good game for props. I'll go Lamar Jackson over pass attempts at 29.5. I'm telling you guys, the Ravens are going to be throwing in this game. Lamar against the Bengals in his career, 3 of the last 4 times, has thrown the ball 30 or more times. And as I mentioned, I like the Bengals in this game. I think the Ravens probably lose it outright. You just look at this season, in the Ravens' losses, Lamar is 34-41 pass attempts. In the two wins, 15-18 pass attempts. We'll go over 29.5 against the Bengals. I'll also take Ja'Marr Chase over 74.5 receiving yards against the Ravens as well. Now, a lot of people might get scared off of this if they go back and look at Chase's recent history against the Ravens, but that was when Mike McDonald was the defensive coordinator. Chase in the two games last year, only 31-12 receiving yards. If you go back a couple years ago, before Mike McDonald got there, Ja'Marr Chase in his two games against the Ravens went for 125 and 201 receiving yards. Some of these top receivers has done pretty well against the Ravens. I like Chase to have a big day. I'll go over 74.5 receiving yards. I'll also take Kyler Murray over 30.5 rushing yards against the 49ers. 5 of his last 6 games against San Francisco, Kyler Murray has ran for 34 or more rushing yards. Makes sense. San Francisco's got that dominant defensive line. Kyler's got to use his legs and scramble. He's got to do a lot more. He hasn't really scrambled all that much in the last couple of games against Detroit and Washington. Arizona's offense has struggled because of it. I think Kyler is running in this game. We'll go over 30.5 rushing yards for him. Give me under 1.5 passing touchdowns for Sam Darnold against the Jets in London. Darnold's had an incredible season. 11 touchdowns to 3 interceptions so far. He's had 2 or more passing touchdowns in all 4 games this season. But the Jets have the number 2 pass defense in the NFL. And the fact that Darnold's thrown for 2 or more passing touchdowns in every game this season, yet the under 1.5 is juiced, I think that's telling you a lot. I'll go under 1.5 for Sam Darnold. And then finally, give me Jaden Daniels anytime touchdown for Washington against the Cleveland Browns. Guys, I've lived in the D.C. area my whole life. I can't ever remember a time when there's been this much hype and buzz and excitement around Washington. You're going to watch the Commanders on Sunday, and there's actually going to be fans for the home team in that stadium, which I don't know if I've ever seen before in my life. The place is going to be electric. It's going to be rocking, and you know they're going to do everything they can to try and get Jaden Daniels in the end zone. I think you're getting a good price at plus 130. I'll take Daniels to score at that price. So those are the player props that I like for week 5 in the NFL. A word from our friends at BetMGM, and we've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. I like Bijan tonight. I'd keep it simple, plus 500 to score a touchdown. Well, how does it work? You place a pregame, straight first touchdown, score a bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner. Get some of his favorite plays for the weekend. Matt, before we check in with what you like in football this weekend, maybe a baseball to play today as well, what does the BetQL model like for us either today or this weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend we're going to go to what I would presume as the toilet bowl of the weekend. We're going with the Patriots -1 against the Miami Dolphins. This is a game that I'm sure nobody is going to want to watch besides fans of these two teams. Yeah, the model just loves the Patriots at home, just having laying 1 point against the Dolphins. We have this as a five-star bet. We think they should be 5-point favorites against the Dolphins this weekend. So the model, yeah, going with the game of the week that nobody is going to want to watch, and we're taking the Patriots -1 to get a win over the Dolphins.
Hey, money's money, right? Doesn't have to be the sexiest game on the board, but if you can find an edge, that'll work for me. Matt, what about for today? What is your favorite bet? Anything for you in that Mets-Brewers game?
Yeah, actually, I'm not going with baseball, quite honestly. The baseball playoffs for me have not, in terms of betting, if you've been following me on X, hasn't been a great ride, so I'm not going to give that out as my favorite play. But I am going to go to Thursday Night Football tonight, and I'm going to take the Falcons on the money line here against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. According to our friend John Ewing over at BetMGM, 78% of the money line bets and 60% of the money line money is on the plus money Buccaneers tonight. So the public riding with an underdog here. Obviously, I'm going to be waiting to see where this money goes, but I have a feeling I'll be on the Falcons on the money line. Don't want to take them on the spread. They burned me last week. I remember you were on the Saints +2.5, and I was on the Falcons -2.5 in that game. Yeah. Excruciating, that loss. All I have to say about that. Probably going to go, though, with the Falcons on the money line tonight in Thursday Night Football. Buccaneers, with that huge win against the Eagles, want to sell them high. So give me the Falcons here.
Those odds makers, Matt, sometimes they definitely know what they're doing with those lines. Crazy game. Looking ahead to Week 5 in the NFL, hopefully you have a winner that's a little less stressful than that one. What are some of your favorite bets of the week?
Yeah, in the NFL this week, I agree with you with pretty much all of your picks there. My favorites, though, going with the Cleveland Browns +3.5. I mean, this line is 3.5 against the Commanders. The Commanders are the hype of the league. You know, everybody loves the Commanders right now. Everybody loves Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't be shocked to find out that the Commanders were the biggest liability for the sportsbook this week against the Browns. Nobody wants to bet the Browns. They have Deshaun Watson. They lost to the Raiders outright last week. Why would anybody want to bet them? That is why I want to bet them. So give me the Browns here +3.5. Also love the Jets, as you were talking about. The Minnesota Vikings 4-0. They're a very public team now. Everybody loves them. Traveling over to London, the Jets just lost to the Denver Broncos and a quarterback who had less than 100 yards passing in the game. He had like negative yards at halftime, and they lost the game. So who's going to want to bet the Jets? Well, me. I'm going to bet the Jets and the Bengals outright against the Ravens for pretty much every reason you just said. Ravens are now starting to get on a roll, public team. Go ahead and give me the Bengals here outright against them.
Amen. I really like the board this week in the NFL, Matt. It seems like we are aligned there. Anything in college that you like this week?
Yeah, so love Texas A&M -2 against Missouri. Missouri, number 9 ranked team in the country. Public's going to love them. They are getting points, and they're ranked against an unranked team. Anytime that is the case, I am almost always going to side on the other side with the unranked team that is laying points. So give me Texas A&M here -2. Washington on the money line, unranked again at home against a top 10 team in the country in Michigan. Haven't really liked what I've seen from Michigan. I've backed them several times because everybody hated them before. They're back to being a top 10 team, and now I'm going to fade them on the road against Washington. And then, of course, Vanderbilt. This was the must play of the week. Vanderbilt +23.5. against Alabama. Alabama off that game. Everyone loves them now. Big game Alabama just had. I'm going to fade them every time the next week. So give me Vanderbilt here getting all of those points against Alabama.
I mean, that is the letdown of all letdown spots, Matt. There's no doubt about it. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Always appreciate the time, Matt. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, we got less than a minute left. Wrap up the show with PJ's plays. B-Mills, I appreciate your question. Sterling Shepard, over 20.5 receiving yards. Bijan, over 24.5 receiving yards. Shepard, I'm staying away from. Bijan, over receiving yards. I do like quite a bit. I do like that one quite a bit. I also like his over 3.5 receptions. That is actually my prop lock for today at minus 120. Bucks have been susceptible to some running quarterbacks, and I think because Cousins can't run, the extension of that, you give it to Bijan not only on the ground but through the air as well. So I think he has a big day receiving. Jose Iglesias is my pick in going streaking. 23-game hit streak for Jose. I think he comes through, gets us a base hit. Sticking in that Mets game, they are my dog of the day. They are also my best bet at +110. Brewers came back in the eighth inning. You knew the Mets weren't going to make it easy on their fans. They've been one of the hottest teams in baseball. I think they get the job done today against Milwaukee. I'll take the Mets as my dog of the day and my best bet at +110. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks to Cole Thompson and Matt Horner. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Nick Ashew is with you tomorrow. I'll see you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.